Hello there, ghost lovers. I'm your host, Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Ghost Tour. Welcome back to the haunted tales of our first season. If you're ready to catch up with Lee, Vern, and the ghosts they've encountered, you can start your own ghostly research too. Grown-ups can purchase the Ghost Tour Starter Pack. It comes with a mini Ouija board to summon spirits, a vintage book of ghost stories for inspiration, and a ghost tour notebook for your eerie discoveries and supernatural experiences. Head to CordeliaStudios.com/ghost tour and grab your starter pack today, if you dare. Here is episode 7, Velma LeClerc, The Tragedy at the Tracks.
I wonder how it even got here.
Open it.
This letter must be, like, ancient.
Seriously? Is that, like, parchment or something? And look at the handwriting.
It's so elegant. I wish my handwriting looked like that. And, oh my gosh, Vern!
What? What is it?
It's not actually a letter to me. It's a letter from Miss Beth. To Sue.
Sue?
James Richardson's sister, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And look, it's dated October 8th, 1705.
Wow. So, this letter is over 300 years old?
I should be wearing gloves to handle this kind of artifact.
Sure. But can you read it out loud first?
Dearest Sue,
James has gone truly mad.
Possessed.
I had no choice but to move forward with the incantation, a spell to protect future generations like us. You have been my greatest companion in this life. Without your friendship, I'm not sure how I could have survived these last months. How James has changed, overtaken by this obsession with the evil ways of witchcraft. Undoubtedly, there's something darker afoot, something within him. Something that wants to possess us all. As you know, James has seen to it that the town destroys me, though he may get to me first. As my time runs short, I beg of you, please take care of little Lizzie and Tom. May this shadow never touch them. Near or far, I know you will love them as your own. If you need to find me, look for the black cat. So long as I am able, she will protect you, our home, and all to come. Yours always, Beth.
Lee?
Yeah?
Why do I get the feeling we're in over our heads?
Hey, Lee! Wait up!
Clayton! Hi!
I was hoping I'd catch you.
Well, here I am.
Yeah, here you are. I, overheard some folks talking on their way to their car. I mean, seems like it was a really great tour tonight.
Oh, it was. It's kind of amazing how we're actually making a difference in Jepson's legacy.
That is amazing! I'm not that surprised. It is you we're talking about, so...
So, anyway, what's up?
I was wondering whether you might want to come with me to Summerfest this weekend?
Oh!
I hear the Jepson Historical Society has a great exhibit called
Don't Forget to Vote! About the history of voters' rights in Jepson? I know! I can't wait!
Maybe it could be kind of fun to... go together?
Oh, like...
a date?
But what about Sam?
Oh, well, she's just a friend.
She is? but I thought she was...
Honestly, she said the way I kept talking about you the other night made it seem like I was on a date with the wrong person. And the more I thought about it, I kind of realized maybe she was right.
Birthday mobile, here for pickup. You still want a ride or what?
One sec!
You don't have to decide right now, but promise me you'll think about it.
I'll definitely think about it.
Hey, be careful. Fiero may look shiny and new, but he's got a few years on him.
Fiero?
I named my car Fiero, from the musical Wicked by Winnie Holtzman and Stephen Schwartz.
I love that for you.
So, what's going on with you and Clayton?
Nothing.
Didn't look like nothing.
He asked me to go to Summerfest with him.
That's great! You've been looking forward to the exhibit on...
The History of Voters' Rights in Jepson.
Yeah, that one. Forever.
That may be true, but I can't date the competition. Haunted Jepson represents everything I hate. You know that.
Lee, come on. Clayton isn't Haunted Jepson. He seems like a really nice guy. So what if he works for them? If you like him, why not go?
I guess I do kinda like him.
Ooh! Lee's got a boyfriend.
Stop!
Siri, text Lilia. Lee's going on a date with Clayton.
Fern, I haven't even said yes yet.
Keyword, yet.
Ow! Did you even take driver's ed?
Yeah, why?
I think you need to work on your braking.
Sorry, but do you see that? I think it's the cat from Jepson Jeepers.
Oh. Yeah, I think you're right. Wait, what are you doing?
Think about Miss Beth's letter, Lee. What if it's not just a cat?
I don't know, Vern. It's really dark out, and I don't think it's a great idea to be out on the tracks like this. Maybe it is just another cat.
Kitty, what are you doing out here? Are you just another cat, or are
Hurry
you...
Hurry up, Vern! I can hear the train!
Come here. Oh my god! Fiero!
I hope you have good insurance because that's definitely gonna leave a mark!
Oh, my parents are gonna kill me.
They won't be able to if you're already dead! Why did you park on the tracks again?
I'm going! Oh my god, the car won't start.
What do you mean the car won't start?
I mean the car won't start, see?
Try it again.
Trust me, I am trying.
Try harder. The train is coming. Oh, we might just have to abandon the car.
No, we can't abandon the car. I just got it today.
Well, it's either you or the car, Vern. Do you really want to die on your birthday?
No, of course I don't. I need to win a Tony someday.
Wait a second. Do you feel that?
Yeah, what's happening?
I think the car is moving.
Oh my god, you're right.
Someone's pushing us over the tracks.
Who's doing that?
How are they doing that?
I don't know. But I think they just saved our lives.
Oh, that was crazy.
Lee, was that you?
What do you mean?
The laughing?
No.
Who's laughing?
You may drive worse than I do. Anyway, it's all fine and dandy. That's what I'm here for.
Who are you?
Velma LeClerc, at your service.
Velma LeClerc? As in daughter of tobacco billionaire Luke Lawrence LeClerc?
That's the one.
But I thought you'd died.
On these very train tracks, the night of my 18th birthday. Yeah, that's right.
And that's the real story?
Unfortunately, yes.
All those people?
Yes, 47.
A passenger train.
Hey, sorry, what exactly are we talking about?
We're talking about the reason you and I are meeting today.
There was a train wreck right here.
I had a beautiful 1930 Duesenberg Model J town car, a gift from my father. I loved to rev the engine and fly. All the freedom that car gave me. I wanted to leave this place, to go to art school abroad. I thought about it for years. But when I finally brought my big idea to Daddy, he refused. He had other plans in mind for his genteel daughter. I was supposed to marry Chase Buchanan and start a family right away, to give up my dreams. Well, when he told me all that, I really blew my wig. I tell you, I was fuming. I charged out of the house, jumped right into my town car, and watched the speed tick up and up as I zoomed down the road, faster, faster, faster through the darkness in a blind rage, until I lost control right as the train headed up into town. I did my best to avoid the tracks, but it was hopeless. My car landed smack dab in the middle of the rails, and I passed out at the moment of truth.
That is horrible.
Oh, it certainly was. A terrible fate for everyone involved. And it was all my fault.
So, how can we help?
What do you mean?
Do you need us to help you move on?
Oh, no, no, no. That's a sweet offer, but I've got other business to attend to here, thanks.
So you've done this kind of thing before?
Helping cars across the tracks?
Oh, all the time. I'd love what happened to those passengers never to happen to another soul ever again.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I don't think we would have made it if it wasn't for you.
Oh, you definitely wouldn't have.
I guess I should call my dad and see if he can help us out.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Oh, but wait, Velma, usually when ghosts appear to us, there's a reason.
Beth! There you are!
So it is her! I knew it! This cat is Miss Beth.
That's right. Beth here is a werecat.
A werecat?
A shapeshifter. One of the Jepson Protectors.
The Jepson Protectors? What does that even mean?
Not all the ghosts around here are as kind as the ones you've met so far.
I was afraid of that.
There's one who's an especially sinister type.
Oh, no.
Who?
Oh, Beth, you haven't told them about James?
James?
Like Dr. JJ?
No way. He can't be the
Oh, no, 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 not that one. The original.
The OG James.
You mean Dr. JJ's ancestor? Miss Beth's husband.
The one who killed her. James Richardson.
Ding, ding, ding. You got it.
Wow. You can really just transform just like that?
Sure thing. Takes some practice, but then it's really like riding a bike.
I knew there was something weird about that cat.
Hey.
Well, when I say weird, I mean I knew that you weren't just a regular cat.
Well, fine. I'll take that as a compliment.
Vern, it's kind of really dark out here.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Not that we're not having a really great time out here with you both. Velma, so great to meet you, and Miss Beth, always, always, always a pleasure. But, maybe we should call your dad, Vern. Now!
Hey, Dad, please pick up. The car broke down over near the...
Did you lead us here, Miss Beth?
Well...
We could have died.
Like I said, I wouldn't have let that happen. Cross my heart.
She's very good at what she does.
Years of practice.
Okay. So why, then? Why us? How do we factor into all of this?
My parents weren't picking up, but Dr. JJ is on his way. What'd I miss?
Well...
You read the letter?
Yeah.
So, now you know.
I mean, kind of. I'm not really super clear about everything you said in there.
James, his spirit in life and death is possessed. We need you both to help us stop him.
Okay, so I kind of missed a lot.
We need all the help we can get. Fortunately, you both have the gift, which is key.
Key to what?
It's hard to protect yourself if you can't see the danger coming.
So, the old James, he's like, coming for us?
Well, when you put it like that, it sounds kind of scary.
Yeah. Tell me the part that isn't scary.
Good point.
So, what's the deal with James?
He wants to hold on to all the lost spirits of Jepson. The darkness powers him.
Releasing the spirits the way you are, it's only a matter of time before he comes for you, too.
Oh, well, that's terrifying.
So, how do we stop him?
There you are. I'll get the jumper cables from the back. Now this certainly looks like an extra spooky locale for an upcoming tour. You think about telling the story of Velma LeClerc and the tragedy of the tracks?
Well, Dr. JJ, there's someone else we want you to meet.
Oh yeah? Who's that?
Her name is Elizabeth Richardson.
Your ancestor, from the 1700s.
And she needs our help.
Oh my God!
Look out! Ah! Oh no!
It's him. Get back to Jepson Jeepers headquarters now. I'll meet you there.
That was Episode 7, Velma LeClerc, The Tragedy at the Tracks. Our last episode of season one of Ghost Tour. Grown-ups, if you'd like to stay up to date on when season two will drop, follow us on Instagram at Ghost Tour Pod or subscribe to my newsletter in the show notes. Written by C. Quintana, produced and directed by yours truly, Rebecca Cunningham. This episode starred Joshua Scott Galvin, Matt Stanley, Imani Russell, Whitney Dorr, Tria Leong, and Sabrina Glow. Sound design was by Chad Shanai, and theme song by Megan Begala. Huge thanks to the Ghost Tour Kids Club members who helped bring this episode to life. And special thanks to our generous donors, Noel Sikorsky, Crystal Skillman, Samantha Steinmetz, Erica Villani, Laith Walshlager, and Lyra and Olin Kirk. We are so grateful for your support. Ghost Tour is a Princess Grandpa and Cordelia Studios production. For ad-free listening of Ghost Tour, Girl Tales, Mysteries About True Histories, and more, subscribe to Starglow Plus at starglowmedia.com/subscribe. Don't forget to follow, rate, and review Ghost Tour wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next season, and happy haunting.